Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Here we are on the front lines again of the ongoing war in heaven. It hasn't stopped. The show is word for word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 7th of February. That is Tuesday the 7th, 2017. We're still in the book of Isaiah, Yeshayahu, in the Hebrew. And today we're going to be starting with chapter 46. And however far we get is however far we get. We can never really tell because of all the commentary necessary for this particularly exciting book of prophecy. So let's get right into it and go with it. This is verse 1 of chapter 46. Bows down Bel, stoops Nebo. Their idols were upon the living creatures and upon the beasts. Your things borne about were carried as a load, a burden to the weary. Okay, let's stop right here. Bel and Nebo were pagan gods. They were on the run. Not Israel, but the enemies of Israel. And they were on the run, and they were carrying their idols about on pack animals. So that's the story. They were having the wrath of Yahweh put on them, and the king of Persia was battling for Yahweh. That was Koresh. Okay, and he would rebuild the temple. I clear that morning frog out. Still have coughing problems. That's part of the age, I guess. Pardon me. Couldn't catch that one. Verse 2, they stoop and bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. The idols were worthless. Okay. Here is Yahweh speaking in verse 3. Oh, that was a rough one. Listen to me, house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are carried as a load from the belly, 990, which are carried, 5375, from the womb, 7356. To your old age, I am he. to gray hairs, 7872, will I carry, 5445. I have made, and I will bear. I will carry and will deliver, 4422. Yahweh is carrying Israel metaphorically at this point. Verse 5, to whom shall you liken me? That's 18:19. And make me like, 7737. And compare me, 4911, that we may be like, 18:19 again. We're always today trying to compare Yahweh and liken him to this and liken him to that. There is no likening Yahweh to anything else. Yahweh is Yahweh. He is one. He is the supreme deity. But we always want to try to change him into something manageable that we can conceive. We can't. We err in doing that. Just admit that he's awesome and eternal and vast beyond comprehension, and you'll do a lot better. Quit trying to downsize the absolute ultimate creator of all things. You're wasting your time doing that. Verse 6. They lavish, 2107, gold from the bag, 3599. And that zalim has a connotation of a sense of little value. And weigh out silver in the scales and hire a refiner and he makes it an L. That's a little divine being, a little God. They bow down, yea, they prostrate themselves. They bear it upon the shoulder. They carry it and place it in its place, and it stands. From its place it shall not remove. Yea, cry to it, yet it cannot answer, nor save from distress. It's just a hunk of gold and silver. That's all it is. Verse 8, remember this and show yourselves firm, 377. Bring it again to mind, you transgressors, 6586. Verse 9, remember the former things from of old, because I am El, that's divine being, and none else, Elohim, and none like me. Yahweh, see, you can't compare anything that you make, your works of the hands, with me. Again, he's telling that you're wasting your time. Verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning. He tells us what's going to happen in the latter days. And from ancient times, that which is not completed. Saying, my counsel shall stand, and I shall do all my pleasure, 2656. In other words, he's going to deal with all these situations on his timetable. Verse 11. Calling a bird of prey, 5861, from the sunrise, that means from the east, the man that executes my counsel from a far land. Yea, I have spoken, I will also make it come. I have planned it, 3335, and I will also do it. He's speaking of this conqueror that is going to come from the east and destroy Babel that was, and the rest of them that were persecuting Israel. There's going to be a Renaissance period under Koresh, and the temple is going to be built the timeline in Isaiah is not constant. It goes back and forth. You need to realize that. It's not all getting into the messianic prophecies, and then it drops back to the present time. He's telling them he's going to send this mighty man, and there will be great changes. Verse 12, listen to me, you mighty-hearted, that's 47, that are far from righteousness. In other words, those that have a great heart, but are great sinners, they're gonna try to do what they want to do. Well, that's what's happening today. These people that are in power are trying to do what they want to do, and they don't pay any regard whatsoever to what Yahweh wants. They don't acknowledge his existence. They worship their stuff as idols. So this is akin to today again. It's back and forth. These books of prophecy are very confusing. I'm just going to say that. And unless you really analyze them carefully, you'll get all mixed up. You can't say that, oh, this is for this timeline. And it's not, a lot of times, it's for more than one time period. It happened then, and it's going to happen again now. A lot of that in this book. Verse 13, I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off. And my salvation shall not tarry, 309, and I shall place salvation in Zion for Israel, my glory. And I'm going to read the notes here. The mistranslation of the first part of this chapter interferes with the understanding of the passages. The gods of Babel were cast idols and were often borne about in a procession. Thus the use of 5385 in verse 1. After being in an elevated status, they were relegated to the level of common baggage. Thus the use of 6006, and were now considered a burden, 4853. Now 4853 has other uses, such as utterance in the book of Yirmiyahu, that's Jeremiah. In verse 2, it shows that the idols could not save themselves or their worshipers who were carried into captivity. Yahweh reminds Israel of who he is and all that he has done and will yet do. So he's not done right there. There's going to be a change in that past time period with Koresh building the new temple. And he's also going to place salvation in Zion in the form of Yeshua Messiah much further in the future. So, it's an ongoing thing. So let's enter chapter 47. Verse 1, come down and sit in the dust, virgin daughter of Babel. Sit on the ground without a throne, daughter of the Kastim. Those are the Chaldeans. 3778. We shall no more be called tender, 7390, and dainty, 6028. He's going to humble them. Verse 2, take the millstones, 7347, and grind, 2912, meal, 7058. Remove, in other words, make her, the princess, virgin daughter of Babel, make her a workwoman. Verse 2 continues, remove, 1540, your veil, 6777. Strip off 2834. Your train 7650. That's the long flowing dresses. Uncover 1540. Your thigh 7785. And pass over the rivers. Verse 3, your nakedness, 6172, and that is erwathek, and that is as the female pudenda. Your nakedness shall be uncovered, yea, your shame, 2781, shall be seen. I will take vengeance, 5359, and I will not meet you as an Adam. 6293. Meet. Verse 4. Our Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. Verse 5. Sit silent and go into darkness, daughter of the Kastim, because you shall no more be called Queen. 1404 of kingdoms. 4467. He's going to bring down the Babylonians. Koresh is going to do this. Verse 6. I was angry with my people. I have profaned 2490, my inheritance, and given them into your hand. You showed them no compassion. 7356. Upon the elder, 2205, have you very heavily laid your yoke. In other words, even though they were in captivity, they were to be treated decently. Well, they did not do that. So Yahweh is going to hammer them for it. Verse 7, and you said, I shall be a queen forever. So that you did not lay these things up upon your heart, nor remember the latter end of it. And here's verse 8. And verses 8 and 9, you can reference Revelations, chapter 18, verses 7 and 8. Therefore hear now this, voluptuous one, 5719, that dwells securely, 983, that says in your heart, I am and none beside me. I shall not sit as a widow, neither shall I know bereavement, 7908, the loss of children, Shekel. Very arrogant, think they continue to have absolute power. But these two shall come to you in a moment, 7281. In one day, the bereavement and widowhood, 489. They shall come upon you in completeness, 8537. For the multitude of your sorceries, 3785. And for the great might, 6109 of your spells, 2267. Yahweh really hates that stuff. And they were involved in all of it. Verse 10, you have trusted in your evilness, 7451. Now you have said, none sees me. In other words, I can do what I want and nobody's looking. Your wisdom and your knowledge, it has led you astray, 7725. And you have said in your heart, I am and none beside me. In other words, I am the only great city. Let's stop here. Look at the arrogance of our captors today, the usurers that have us in slavery. How arrogant they are, and their deceptions that they use to trick the people into their little evil web. Well, all of that's coming to an end. They are being exposed. they are not all-powerful as they think they are. Verse 11, therefore shall harm, 7451, come upon you, and you shall not know from where it dawns, 7837, and disaster, 1943, shall fall upon you, and you shall not be able to propitiate it, 3722, and devastation, 7722, shall come upon you suddenly, 6597, which you do not know. It's just going to come down on them. Well, that's what's happening today. Their power is being broken, and all this harm is going to come pouring down upon our oppressors today. These are dual passages. Let me get you a hit of this nice hot coffee. Verse 12. Stand now with your spells and with the multitude of your sorceries, in which you have labored, 3021, from your youth. Perhaps you shall be able to profit, 3276. Perhaps you may cause trembling, 6206. Make people afraid. But you have to stand with your spells. And verse 12, you can reference Isaiah 44, verse 6, and Revelations, chapter 1, verse 17, and chapter 22, verse 13. Verse 13, you are wearied, 3811, by the multitude of your counsels. Let now they that divide the skies, and that's 1895 and 8064 combined, the seers, 2372, of stars, 3556, those who make known, 3045, at the new moons, 2320, stand up and save you from that which comes upon you. In other words, all your stargazers that made it into a religion, worshiping the host of the sky, let them stand up and save you from the disaster that's coming. Well, there's a lot of that going on today. Verse 14. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. No coal to warm at or fire to sit before. Well, that's what's coming to the mighty. They're going to be gathered as stubble. And all their false beliefs that they trusted in are going to burn up with them. That's coming. People, they don't want to believe it. They will tell you different in the news media and on the Talmud vision. They'll hand you a big line of malarkey and expect you to believe it as you have in the past. People believe everything that's on the TV. And it's all propaganda. They call it TV programming for a reason. It's to program you. Verse 15. Thus shall they be to you with whom you have labored. Your merchants, 5503, from your youth, each in his own directions, 5676, shall wander, 8582, and none shall save you. The merchants. Who are the merchants? Think about that. Who is called wandering? Those who wander. Okay, think on that. We're into chapter 48. Yahweh speaking still. Hear this, house of Jacob, which are called by the name Israel. and are come forth from the waters of Yahuda. That's the people of Yehuda, which swear by the name of Yahweh and make mention of Elohe Israel, that's the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. They're just given lip service. Verse 2, for of the city of holiness they call themselves, and of Elohe Israel they support themselves. 5564, support. Yahweh of hosts is my name. Verse 3, I have declared the former things from time past, and they went forth from my mouth, and I cause you to hear them. Suddenly I did them, and they came to be. Yeah, you doubted, and all of a sudden, boom. Did them suddenly, didn't give warning. Well, he's going to come again suddenly without warning. And unless you are prepared for the Lamb's return, you're going to be out in the cold. You'll be a little virgin with no lamp oil. You got to lay up your treasures in heaven, because the ones here aren't going to last. Verse 3, I have declared the former things from time past, and they went forth from my house, and I caused you to hear them. Suddenly I did them, and they came to be. Think on that passage. I wanted to read it again. You're not going to get the warning. It's going to be sudden. Verse 4, because I knew that you are stubborn, 7186, and your neck is an iron, 1270, sinew, 1517, stiff necked, and your brow, 4696, bronze. Verse 5, from time past I declared it to you, before it came to be, I caused you to hear. Lest, 6435, you should say, my idol did them, and my carved idol and my molten image have commanded them. They can't do anything. They're just hunks of stuff. Verse 6, you have heard and seen all of this, and will you not declare it? I have caused you to hear new things from this time, hidden things, and you did not know them. Verse 7, from this time they are created, and not from time past, before the day when you heard them not, lest you should say, behold, I knew them. Verse 8, yea, you heard not, yea, you knew not. From time past, your ears were not opened. For I knew you would deal very treacherously and were called a transgressor from the womb. Never been trustworthy. Verse 9, for the sake of my name will I defer my anger. 7:48 and 6:39. And that's literally lengthen my nose. For my praise, 8416, I will refrain, 2413, for you, that I will not cut you off. Verse 10, behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. And refined is 6884, that's tested for purity. I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction. Verse 11, for my own sake will I act. For how should my name be profaned? I will not give my glory to another. In other words, forget these idols. They're not going to get his glory. Verse 12, Listen to me, Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. Verse 12, reference Isaiah 41. Verse 4, chapter 44, verse 6. Revelations chapter 1, verse 8 and 17. And chapter 22, verse 13, the first and the last, Alpha and the Omega. Verse 13, my hand also laid the foundation of the land, and my right hand spread out the skies, and when I call to them, they stand up together. He controls all of it, the skies and the land. He made them. Verse 14, all you assemble yourselves and hear which among them has declared thee. Which among them has declared these? Yahweh has loved him. He will do my pleasure on Babel, and my arm shall be on the Kastim. Now he's speaking of the future conqueror of Babel, king of Persia, that is going to wipe them out and build the next temple. So this is in that time period. Verse 15. I have spoken. Yea, I have called him. I have brought him and shall make his way prosperous. 6743. He's going to fight on the side of Koresh, which is going to punish the persecutors of Israel. Verse 16, come near to me and hear this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning. From the time that it was, there am I. And now the Lord Yahweh has sent his spirit. Verse 17, thus says Yahweh, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am Yahweh Elohecha, that's your God, which teaches you to profit, which leads you by the way you should go. Verse 18, oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. Then your peace would have been like a river just flowing. You know, and your righteousness like the waves of the sea just keep on coming in. Verse 19, your seed line would also have been as the sand, and the offspring, 6631, of your loins like the gravel of it. His name not cut off nor destroyed from before me. Israel, the name of Israel. If we had obeyed, just think of what we would be today. If we had only been in obedience. We have a second chance today through Yeshua Messiah. Don't forget that. A new covenant. Take advantage of it. Verse 20. Go forth from Babel. Flee from the Kastim. Those are the Chaldeans. With a voice of joyful singing, declare you, cause to hear this. Send it forth to the end of the land, say you, Yahweh has redeemed his servant Jacob. And verse 20, you can reference Revelations chapter 18, verse 4. So, we are to cry that out. Well, we should cry out his praises today too, shouldn't we? Shouldn't we? Because he's coming to redeem us again. Verse 21 of chapter 48. And they did not thirst, 6770, when he led them through the wastelands. He caused water to flow from the rock for them. Cleaved he the rock also and gushed forth the waters. Remember what happened with Moshe at the rock? Verse 22, you'll recognize this one. There is no peace, says Yahweh, for the wicked. And you can reference Isaiah 57, verse 21 on that. Well, let's get into chapter 49, which I will celebrate with another drink of coffee. Verse 1 of chapter 49. Listen, coastlands, to me, and pay attention, you people from afar. Yahweh has called me from the womb. From the womb of my mother, he has made mention of my name. And verse 1, you can reference Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Verse 2. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he has hidden me. And verse 2, you can reference Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And Revelations 1, verse 16. And said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Verse 4, then I said, I have labored in vain, 7385. I have spent my strength for worthlessness, 8414, and in vanity, 1892. Surely my judgment is with Yahweh, and my recompense, 6468, with Elohev, 430, that's my God. This is Isaiah speaking. Verse 5, and now says Yahweh that formed me from the womb to be a servant to return Jacob to him. In other words, he was called to preach and prophesy. Now Yahweh speaks. Though Israel is not gathered, yet you shall be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and Elohev shall be your strength. That's your God. Will be your strength. And verse 6, part A, you can reference Isaiah 42, verse 6, Luke chapter 2, verse 32, and Acts 26, verse 23. And part B, Acts 13:47. Now let's read verse 6. And said he, that would be Yahweh, is it a light thing, 7043, that's a thing of no consequence, that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the guarded ones, 5341, of Israel, that's guarded from danger, that's Netzuri. I will also give you for a light to the nations, that you shall be my salvation unto the ends of the land. This is a dual statement. He's not only talking to Isaiah, whom Yeshua Messiah quoted a lot, he's speaking of Yeshua himself, who's going to be a light to the nations and is going to be the salvation of Israel. It's a dual meaning again. Verse 7. Thus says Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel, his Holy One, to he that persons despise. In other words, people despise him. To he whom the nation abhors. To a slave of rulers. Talking about Israel. People despised him. And these kings took them into captivity. Listen to what Yahweh has to say. Kings shall see and arise. Nobles shall prostrate themselves because of Yahweh that is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose you. Thus says, verse 8, thus says Yahweh, in a favorable time, 7522, I shall answer you. In a day of salvation, 3444, I shall help, 5826, you. And I will guard you, 5341, and give you for a covenant of the people to raise up the land and cause to inherit, 5157, the inheritances, 5159, that are desolate, 8074, those as abandoned. And verse 8, you can reference 2 Corinthians 6, verse 2. Verse 9, so that you may say to the prisoners, 6:31, go forth. To those that are in darkness, 2822, or ignorance, reveal yourselves, 1540. They shall feed, 7462, upon the ways and upon all the high places, 8205, shall be their pasturage, like the sheep of a flock. Israel is a flock here. It's a figurative, Dorakim. Feed. Okay. Verse 10. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither shall the burning heat, 8273, nor the sun smite them, for he that has compassion on them shall lead them. Upon the springs of water shall he guide them. And verse 10, you can reference Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Verse 11, and I shall make all my mountains a way, and my highways shall be raised up. The king's highways in those days were always raised highways above the rest of the land, so they would never flood out. Verse 12, behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north, and from seaward, that's the west, and these from the land of Sinim, 5515, that's an unknown location. In other words, all of Israel is going to gather together. Verse 13, sing joyfully, skies, rejoice, land, break forth, 6476, into joyful singing, mountains. This is all poetic here. Because Yahweh has comforted, 5162, his people, and will have compassion upon his afflicted, 6041. Who is the comforter? That's the Holy Spirit. Verse 14, but Zion said, Yahweh has forsaken me, and Yahweh has forgotten me. Now, that second Yahweh was altered by the scribes to Adonai. I have replaced it in its proper place. Verse 15, can a woman forget her nursing child, 5764, that she should not have compassion upon the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet I will not forget you. Verse 16, behold, I have engraved, 2710, you upon the palms of my hands. Your walls, 2346, are before me, 5048, continually, 8548. Your sons shall hurry, 4116. Your destroyers, 2040, and those who made you waste, 2717, shall go forth from you. In other words, he's going to run them off. I'll move on out. Verse 18. Lift up your eyes all around and see all these gather themselves together and come to you. As I live, declares Yahweh, you shall surely clothe you with them all, as with ornaments, 5:7-1:6, and bind them, 7:1-9:4, on like a bride does, 3:6-1:8, bind them as ornaments. Verse 19, because your ruins, 2:7-2:3, and desolate places, 8:0-7:4, and the land of your overthrow, 2:0-3:5, shall now be too narrow, 3:3:3:4, because of the inhabitants and those that swallowed you up, that's 11:0-4, shall be far away. He's talking about the ruin of Babel and prosperous and the repopulation of Israel in their land. Verse 20, the sons that you shall have, sons of the bereaved, 7:9-2:3, shall say again in your ears, the place is too narrow, 6:8-6:2. Place is too narrow for me. Move away, 5:0-6:6, for me that I may dwell. In other words, make room for me. It happened with Abraham and Lot. They prospered so much they had to separate because the land couldn't support all their livestock together. Verse 21. Then you shall say in your heart, who has begotten me these, seeing I am childless, 7:9:0-9, and barren, 15:65, and exile, 15:40, and thrust away, 5:4-9:3. That's Surah. 5:4-9:3, like a disobedient wife. And who has brought up, 14:31, that's Gidel, as to raise children, who has brought up these? Behold, I was left behind, 7:6:0-4, alone. These, where were they? Verse 22, thus says the Lord, that's Adonai, Yahweh, that's proper when they used as a title preceding the name of Yahweh. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations and set up my standard, 5:2:5:1, that's as a battle standard, to the people, and they shall bring your sons in their bosom, 2:6:8:4, and your daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, 3:8:0:2. In other words, these are children in the captivity. They're going to be brought back to Israel. Verse 23, kings shall be their foster fathers, 5:3:9. And queens their nurses, 3:2:4:3. They shall prostrate themselves to you with faces toward the ground and lick the dust of your feet. And you shall know that I am Yahweh, for they shall not be ashamed that wait, 69:60, for me. Have patience and wait on Yahweh. He will reward you. That's what I keep telling people. His timetable, not ours. Verse 24. Shall the booty, 4:4:5:5, be taken away from the mighty, or the lawful captive escape? Verse 25, but thus says Yahweh, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the booty of the terrifying shall escape. For I will contend with your adversaries, and I shall save your children. He's going to do that in the future. He's going to contend with our adversaries. Verse 26, and I will feed your oppressors with their own flesh, and as with sweet vine, 6:0:7:1, they shall be drunken with their own blood, and shall know all flesh that I, Yahweh, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Strong, that's 46, of Jacob, that is Abi. That's an old poetic name for God. And here again, he's the Savior and Redeemer. And this is what's going to happen to those that oppress us today. He's going to make them eat their own flesh and drink their own blood. They're going to destroy them. Let's get into chapter 50. It's a very short chapter, and I do have the time to get it today. Verse 1, thus says Yahweh, where is the scroll of your mother's divorcement? 3, 7, 4, 8. Whom I have sent away? 7, 9, 7, 1. That's a cutting off of a marriage contract. 3, 7, 4, 8. That's Kerithuth. Or which of my creditors, 5, 3, 8, 3, is it to whom I have sold you? That's Noshai, or usurer, creditors, 5, 3, 5, 5, 3, 8, 3. Behold, for your iniquities you have sold yourselves. And for your transgressions is your mother sent away. Verse 2, wherefore, when I came, was there no one? When I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem? In other words, is he become feeble? No, he has not. Or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up a sea. I make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stink from no water and die of thirst. Verse 3, I clothe the skies with darkness, 69:40, and I make sackcloth their covering. He's telling about his power. Oh boy. Verse 4, this is Yeshayahu speaking. The Lord Yahweh has given me the tongue of the learned, 3, 9, 2, 8, so that I should know how to speak timely words to the weary. He makes me morning by morning. He wakes my ear to hear as the learned. Verse 5, the Lord Yahweh has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, 4, 7, 8, 4, nor backslid, 5, 4, 7, 2, backwards, 2, 6, 8. In other words, he was walking the walk. So Yahweh was talking the talk to him and educating him as he went, filling him full of knowledge. He does that. If you are blessed by Yahweh with the Holy Spirit, he will teach you. He will take you to passages in Scripture that you need for learning. Okay, verse 6 of chapter 50. I gave my back, 1460, to the smiters, 5221, and my cheeks, 3895, to those that make bare, 4803. I hid not my faith from my face from reproach, 3639, and spittle, 7536. He was beaten and slapped and reviled and spat upon because he was a prophet. They didn't respect prophets a lot of times. Verse 7, because the Lord Yahweh will help me, therefore I shall not be disgraced, 3637. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, like just a stony face, 2496, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Well, verse 6, the back to the smiters deal, you can reference Matthew 26:67. And Mark 14, verse 65, did not Yeshua, Messiah, get beaten and slapped and spat upon? He did. Verses 8 and 9, you can reference Romans chapter 8, verses 33 and 34. Verse 8, he is near that justifies me, who will contend with me. 7:3, 7:8, how are you going to argue against the word? Let us stand together. Who is my adversary in judgment? Let him come near. Verse 9, behold, the Lord Yahweh will help me. Who is he that shall condemn me? Lo, they shall all wear out like a garment, 8:9:9, and the moth, 6:2:1:1, shall eat them up. Verse 10, who among you reveres Yahweh that hears the voice of his servant, that walks in darkness, 2:8:2:5, and has no light? That's enlightenment, ignorance and enlightenment. Let him trust in the name of Yahweh and lean, 81:72, upon Elohim, that's his God. Verse 11, behold, all you that kindle a fire, that gird yourself with sparks, walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks you have kindled. This shall you have of my hand. You shall lie down in a place of pain. 46:20. Matzebah. Okay. You that kindle a fire of wrath and gird yourself with sparks, walk in the light of your own fire and the sparks you have kindled. You're going to say all this apostasy and all this falsehood. You're going to have to walk in that, and you're going to have to lay down in a place of pain, because Yahweh's going to punish. Of course, you don't want to hear that, but I don't really care what you want to hear. Thus saith the word, and I stand on it. Yahweh is the Elohim. Now, we're coming down to the end here, and I will be with you again tomorrow. We will start with chapter 51 on Wednesday, and that about does it really for today. This whole book of Yeshayahu, of Isaiah, has been so tremendously exciting. We're coming down toward the end. I guess it'll end probably next Monday on the 13th. And then I'll get into Jeremiah, which is also going to be tremendously exciting. Remember that these prophets were all operating simultaneously. And this is in the time of King Hezekiah. And these mighty kings were coming and taking captives and subjugating Israel. And Yahweh is going to stop that, because Hezekiah and the following kings prayed. And Yahweh was going to intervene one last time. And over a period of time, a new temple would be built by Koresh, king of Persia. Time to play the bumper music, and I will talk to you on the morrow. Praise Yahweh in all things. Shalom Aleichem.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal might. leads against the foe.